Coming up on TMS, Kratos is in again.
Old no more.
Sex in Smallville.
Woo.
Do not throw rocks, please.
I like smelly turtles.
No major spoilers.
App time, really.
Yeah.
Trek nerd and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You can collect 4 E.T. posters, a different one each week, when you buy a McDonald's Happy Meal featuring E.T. the extraterrestrial on each box.
Neat.
McDonald's Happy Meal boxes featuring E.T.
My name is Scott Johnson.
The Morning Stream. It's a thing, right?
It is a thing indeed. Welcome back to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for Monday, the April 23rd of the 2018. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hello.
Hello, Scott. Look at this, man. You know, in three days.
Three days.
We're going to be occupying, near a closer proximity spaces. We don't even have to go to Green River for sushi. We'll be like, feet apart.
Yeah.
I might even give you a hug.
Oh my gosh, dude. This wasn't in the cards. Now I don't know what to do. No, yeah, there'll be all sorts of proximity happening this week. Proximity warnings. Whoa, why is everything playing?
We get our 70s version too. Let's play all the themes.
It's the problem. You hit the space bar when you shouldn't. It'll be good. We'll have some Proximus Nearimus happening
with
you and I and other fine folk. The good Frog Pants folk, as well as a bunch of listeners and people. I was going to have him down here to show, and I forgot to bring him down, but I put him on Twitter. We got the poker chips for the bags people are getting.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It's just a little single, Frog Pants branded poker chip, but...
Do not try and gamble with that.
No.
Do not put it on the table and think that you're going to get away with a bet.
No,
that thing.
No. Even if you have Rain Man with you, it's not going to work.
That's right.
Exactly. It's a cool little chip, though. It's the same kind of compound. What do they call it?
Clay.
Clay. Yeah. Basically, it's clay or some form of clay. It's not plastic. And it feels good. You stack them together and they make this nice little clacky sound like you expect from your poker chips. It's very exciting.
When you came out to Coverville 500, did you ever get a set of the chips?
I never got a set of the chips.
I guess you never made it to Coverville 500.
I'm sick as a dog. I have a great drawing of me yakking, but we're trying not to yak, I should say. But I never did see those. In fact, I never saw them, let alone get them. I'd love to see what those ended up looking like. You probably have them right there.
I'll take a picture because I made a set that we actually use for home games here. I have a, it used to be a fairly regular poker group, and we haven't done it in a while. I think because the kids have taken over the poker table as their D&D table twice a week.
Yeah.
But I think after we get back from Vegas, I need to schedule a poker night.
How long is their sessions when they do it twice a week, like per session? How long do they go?
Oh, let's see. Friday nights, everyone shows up at about 6:30, and they leave at like 11:30 or midnight.
Wow.
And then Sunday nights is when they record their podcast. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but these kids are doing a wacky D&D podcast.
Oh, people should check it out.
They should check it out. I don't know if they have it up on YouTube or SoundCloud or whatever it is, but Wicked Miscreants, I think, is what they call themselves. So,
Who's DM? Is it Tristan DMs?
No, it's this kid named Chad. Chad is... Chad is awesome. Chad is this guy who not only DMs, but he also has a huge YouTube following as a Japan culturist.
Mm.
And he will go take regular trips to Japan and not only all right, here's a video about what the culture is like there and here's what this is, but he'll say, all right, here's a great way to go to Japan, spend a week there and spend no more than $750 American dollars total for the week.
Oh, here he is. He's got a, this is a nose ring kid. Let's see. Let me play this. This looks like Chad.
Hey, thank you so much for stopping by my channel. I suppose all things considered, we probably don't know.
He sounds like a DM.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'd be totally into it.
You're walking into a room and it's got some stone on the floor and there's a couple of sconces on the wall with flames and...
Yeah, he's got 10,000 subs on YouTube. Yeah. People should check it out. It's Chad Zimmerman.
Chad Zimmerman.
Yeah. That's cool.
No relation to Bob Dylan.
No. But he's got that same, Tristan and all his friends all have this same look.
They do.
You know what I mean?
They really do.
Yeah. There's something. Maybe this is the look of the 2010s that I couldn't put my finger on. Maybe this is it. Because I always feel like we don't have one. Like the kids don't really have a distinction. Like we had goths and the freaking the Cure people. They were goths, right? If you followed the Cure real hardcore, and you,
oh yeah, yeah.
The only song you basically hated Friday, the song Fridays, because it was too happy. You had to be more sad.
Don't play that song. I don't care. Front seat, back seat, just freaking pick one.
And then you had, you know, early 20s, and the kids then had their shirts that were all like Nirvana-looking shirts and plaid and, you know, kind of open with the T-shirt underneath and the baggy jeans, right, and all that. And so there was always like a look for all these generations, feels like. And then the 2010s, I just wasn't sure. I had kids in high school. Yeah. I just couldn't see a distinction. I think maybe this might actually be the one.
It could be. That could actually be the look. And it's been right under our noses the whole time, and we just haven't recognized it as being something unique and kind of on its own.
Yeah. Chat room, there you go. There's a shot of Chad. Looks like a nice kid. He's got, what I'm talking about is it's not so much just the blacks, but it's heavy blacks. Go dark, you know, go a little bit dark, a little muted on these sleeve colors. He's got some kind of key hanging around his neck. That seems cool, but it's like
it's
black,
important.
Yeah, it's, black on black.
It's a latchkey kid.
Yeah. he's got a homemade bracelet thing that looks like it's made out of who knows what, probably hemp or who knows. Yeah, I think this is it. I think we've discovered it. We've stumbled upon it. Well done, everyone. Well done. Yeah,
he's a really good kid. He's brilliant, especially when it comes to all things Japan, and just super nice and you know, wholesome and friendly and all that stuff. He knows, you know, if he's pulling an Eddie Haskell on us, then we'd have no idea, because he walks in. Hi guys, how are you doing? How's your week? Oh hey, how's your foot, Tina? You doing okay? Good. All right. Well, I'm just gonna take these things downstairs and set up for D&D. Like, all right, cool.
I like that.
And then he goes downstairs. Brian and
what do these olds even know about us?
Exactly. Exactly. No, I think he's on the level.
Pass me some H. No, probably they don't probably call it H.
They don't call it H.
Even heroin users don't call H. I don't think.
Give me some horse.
Yeah, give me some of that horse.
I'll take a tablespoon of horse, please.
Do you have any primo horse?
Let me have a tablespoon of ecstasy.
I desire to have my psycho inhibitors reduced. quick PSA. That's a public service announcement. Programming note. There is no show on Wednesday. It's a prep day. We are leaving on a trip. Brian's flying. I'm driving. I got a lot of baggery to do the day before, and there's a lot going on. So we are not going to be here Wednesday, and that means we won't be here Thursday. Obviously, that's travel day. However, off and on throughout the trip, there'll probably be periscopes and weird little one-offs. But also, there is a live stream of what's happening at the very least Saturday, possibly Friday. And we'll make sure we're, you know, letting people know, you know, with some notice when that's happening. But basically, it's TMS content you'll just get for, you know, the weekend. And you can tune in and watch it live, or we'll record it and have it for later and probably put it up on the feed when we get home and that kind of stuff. So
I kind of forgot about Periscope. I'll totally have to Periscope while I'm out there. Like, for a while, there was one point that I did. You remember Nadzula talking about that Sigma Derby, right? That plastic horse game.
Yep, I remember that.
There was one point that I Periscoped for about half an hour at the MGM Grand as Nadzula and I were playing Sigma Derby.
I have some memory of this for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you did. You chimed in on the... You commented on the...
Yeah, I think I said stuff in there while you guys were playing. Mm-hmm. And you had totally a big... Did. You had the big leg drink with you, I think. Maybe.
Not at not there, but not I there. Did. Mm. Yeah, I had it. I could go grab it.
Some too. Of my favorite drunk moments are Brian on Periscope. So.
Well, guess what? You might get to see some of that crap live.
So that'll be interesting.
I'm going to try and be very, what's the word? Tempered.
Ah, temperance
only because,
movement.
Got only it. Because, you know, this is a sort of a work trip. I mean, work, kind of.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't want to, everybody out there is an employee, a co-employee of mine, like a mm-hmm. colleague, a mm-hmm. coworker of mine. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want is scuttlebutt in the break room about, yeah, I just seen Brian. Jeez, mm-hmm. at least three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like Frog Pants has ever had a moment like this in our existence. Anyway, I won't give any names there, but no, I you're all whatever. You're a good drunk anyway. You're a happy yeah. you're a happy guy when you
I'm
drink.
I'm happy drunk I have confirmation. I know this isn't even in the notes.
All right.
Confirmation about the performances we're going to be seeing at the Bunkhouse. So, there's Us, right?
There's Us. Yeah, there's Scott Us. My Bryan. Favorite sitcom. There's Us. Got it.
There is Us.
Yeah.
This anyway. And we're going to have Nicole and Tom and Jury and Scott Fletcher is going to be there.
Late breaking news. It looks like Dills will be there as well.
Dills, yeah. Randy, like a bunch of us there. So,
oh,
so
Randy's going? I didn't know Randy was going.
Yeah.
Is that for real?
It's for real. There's question about it up until about an hour ago. There, I don't want to get into the details, but the May... There's a possibility it may not happen, until an hour ago, it was looking really good.
All right.
But all right, so you've got Us, and we're going to be up there and, you know, yucking it up and doing whatever. I think probably talking about the trip and the garbage that we've done so far.
Right.
Then we leave the stage. On comes Same Sex Mary. You know them. You love them.
Yeah.
How could you not? James and Svet and the gang.
It's not just one lady named Mary who's also
it is not.
The same sex.
There's no name, no lady named Mary at all in the band. It's like Bare Naked Ladies in Ben Folds 5. The mm-hmm. name is a misrepresentation.
Yeah, it's like Molly Hatchet, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's no. That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Then after them, Indigo Kid will be performing. I've seen them live, and they are awesome. Good show from them. And then the headliner that night, if you don't count Us, is a guy named Bob Log the Third.
Shut up. Is that really a name?
That's really the name. Bob Log the Third. This is... I don't know if I want to tell people to go check out a YouTube video or if I just want them to be surprised, but I will tell you this. He's a guy completely dressed in a... Daredevil uniform, not Daredevil the comic book hero, but like an Evel Knievel style Daredevil uniform, with a pilot helmet, with the glass down, a shaded glass so you can't see his face, and the receiver of a telephone glued to the front of it for his microphone.
Oh,
and
look at this.
He's a one man band. He plays the drums with his feet. He's playing guitar. He's it's amazing. And
is he a native there? Like he's a Vegas usual?
No, oh, okay. He's on tour and we got him.
Oh, all right. Hey, this is exciting. Look at this weird thing. This is great. This is like something I'd see in.
Are you looking at a video of Bob?
I'm just looking at a still of him on stage, and his guitar wires are all janky, and he's got that weird phone thing, like you said, attached. This is like if you were living in Mad Max world and you stopped in some weird. Lean-to tavern. This would be the guy performing. This is great.
For sure. He'll even do, perform with two women on each, with one woman on each knee. So, like, he's operating the drums and all that stuff. He'll do an entire song with women in his lap, so to speak.
Oh, really?
Because Vegas.
Yeah, of course. But who are they? Are they traveling with him, or are they part of the bar scene?
No, it's volunteers from the audience.
Nicole, we're looking at you. Kim? Kim and Tina, up there. Get up there.
Right.
All right. Perfect. I don't know what to expect with this guy.
He crowd surfs. He brings a raft. I don't know if he'll have it with him for Bunkhouse, but he probably will. He brings a raft, and he crowd surfs on the raft.
Yeah, he doesn't want to make direct contact with people.
I guess not. It's like a dental dam.
Okay, I see. I can see. That makes perfect sense. All right. Well, now things got a whole lot weirder. I'm excited about this guy. That's great.
Yeah.
Very cool. Lots of fun coming up this weekend. So we hope to see many of you there. I'm bringing your stuff. Oh, and just some additional quick clarification. There have been some people still confused about, am I supposed to get swag or tickets in the mail? No. You get them there at the door. We have a full list of everybody. Further questions, you can send them to, I have an email address for you, salesgeekery@gmail.com. Dave's handling all that stuff just to kind of make sure everybody's square on what's going on.
Very good. And we'll have that same list at both the Bunkhouse and the Millennium Fandom meetups. So if you get to one of those places and you want to check your name off the list, grab your swag, all that stuff, then find Hammond, I believe, is the volunteer. Good old Hammond Chamberlain is going to be helping us out with that.
Yeah, he'll be there. And it should be a good time. I'm excited about it. We'll see how my diet goes. I've been trying to eat better. I don't think I can do it in Vegas. Everything's too good.
No, I'm calling it a cheat weekend. I mean, I'm doing the Bacchanal Buffet, which is my favorite buffet in Vegas.
Yeah.
Doing that for brunch on Saturday, and that'll actually cover me for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I was going to say, you'll never need to eat again once you go there.
I won't need to eat for the entirety of Saturday because of Bacchanal Buffet.
Remind me what day we have our little secret.
That's Thursday night. We're getting together.
No, not that one. Secret. Not that one. The movie one.
That's going to be Friday.
Okay.
At 2:45.
Is that after you've eaten your buffet?
No, that's going to be the day before I eat my buffet.
Oh, because you're doing that on Saturday.
That's going to be after we eat in the dark.
Okay. All right. We can come back to the show now. Hey, everybody. We're back. this is how we plan everything, honestly. Anyway, it's good stuff. All right. Hey, quick note here. God of War is amazing. I just wanted to put that out there. If you've been teetering and going, man, I got a PlayStation 4, but I don't know about this God of War. I played the old God of Wars. They were kind of button-mashing action games. That's not really my thing. Whoo! This is one of the coolest games I've ever played. Not just this year, not just the last couple years. Mm-hmm. Ever played.
Really?
It's fantastic. I don't know what magic wacko juice is happening here, but they took this franchise that's now, you know, getting on in its years. Kratos has been around since PlayStation 2 days. That was a big showcase game for the original God of War. And they've taken it to a place that not only refreshes it completely, but still keeps so much of what made God of War cool and what made Kratos cool, but took it into this whole new realm. It's matured beyond belief. It is a fantastic experience. I cannot say enough. And I'm only like 9-10 hours into the thing, and all I want to do is get back in there and keep going. It's so
very
good.
Cool. Wow.
It's so
right.
Good. So there's just my little recommendation for the day. I will talk about this at length today at 3:30 p.m. Mountain on the Boop Show with Brian Dunaway. So come back for that. Nice. One more thing, and then we'll call Dunaway. Speaking of who? Right? Yeah, today's Dunaway.
Today is Dunaway.
Yeah,
speaking
of
who?
Yeah, speaking of who? Speaking of who?
Speaking of who?
So I got a follow-up. People want to know how my little Twitter news thing is going.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, basically muting and blocking or just not following the news organizations that have just been kind of getting under your craw.
Yeah, if it's your job to stir the pot and it's okay that you have that job and I want you to make money and I want you to have a living, I can't.
I'm not supporting that living.
I just can't have you in my face all day. That's all. Yeah. I just can't have you in my face all day because I think you're driving me to negative ends and I don't want that anymore in my life. I had to stop and think and bite my tongue if somebody was getting all assy up in my face. Okay. So somebody's getting weird. Like sometimes happens. My job is to not be reactive. My job is to stop, think about it, and then approach it the way I would someone I might meet in person or something. So that was part of this. I'm happy to report after about a week and a half, 2 weeks of this, it's great. Like, I don't have any of that stuff in my feed. I don't put my head in the ground. I still get the news at night. I still check it on, you know, whatever BBC news update, blah, blah, this on the radio, or I might catch a little something on TV later, but I am not glued to what's happening every second of the day. I'm done with outrage culture. I'm done with here's my theory. I think it's kind of mission accomplished. The fact that me and many people got put into this corner of reactionaryism. Like that's what they trolled us for, and then they got what they wanted. F that. You don't get that from me anymore. I'm no longer going to fall for it. I got my life to live and I got stuff to do. So F that and F you. So the way I'm doing it is how I'm going to do it from now on. It's totally worked for me. If I need to find out about something that I think is important, then I have trusted sources I can go to that for. I don't need to be blasted in the face 24 hours a day about it.
And the delay is a good thing, too, because, all right, let's say news breaks. Stormy Daniels announces she's having Trump's baby, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Well, actually, that's kind of it's more like this. Stormy Daniels announces that she's going to have a press conference.
Right.
Then everyone's like, oh, my God, she's going to announce that she's pregnant with Donald Trump's baby. Oh, my God. It's
yeah.
And for that first hour and a half, 2 hours, there is speculation and people who want clicks and likes, so they'll say anything they think it is, and then you follow to their site and say, this could be what she's going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Or things like that.
Yeah.
And then it kind of tapers down finally into a point where, oh, okay, here's the real news. And so if you wait and you, like, if you don't click that link as soon as there's information, and you're doing the right thing by kind of metering that and saying,
yeah, I'm not into it.
I'm going to listen to BBC at night and get my news there and get a couple other sources and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
By that time, the garbage will have all, like, fallen by the wayside, hopefully, and you'll actually get that little tiny bit of actual news stream.
Yeah, it's like shootings or devastation stuff. The early reports are always way more people died than did. Mm-hmm. It's always there's two shooters. There never is.
Right.
They have all this stuff wrong, so you just got to let that stuff slide. But more importantly, I'm coming to you now. You're not coming to me anymore. I'm coming to you. So quit trying to blast. Well, it's the thing is I had the control all the time. I always had the control, but mm-hmm. it never felt like I had the control. And that's funky. This feeling yeah. that you can't control it, even though I 100% can,
yeah.
that's on me. And that's a shitty way to think. So I have flip-flopped my flippins. And I'm no longer interested in any of that stuff. So
well, the way it used to be, you just, you know, you'd put your face in front of the faucet and then a drip would come out like, oh, okay, that's some interesting news. Thank you for that. And then another drip would come out later and, oh, thank you for that information. That's mm-hmm. good news too.
Mm-hmm.
And lately with social media entering the fray, gushing water like right in the face.
Like a fire hose right there, point yeah. blank in your face.
Exactly.
I don't want to look down that hole anymore. Take that out of context, Jamie. But point is, it's working, and I recommend it. And you'll also notice people who follow me, I have been nothing but positive Bill since that's a name I made up. But positive Bill, not Duran.
Look at you putting a name and then a nickname in front of it.
Yep.
Like.
Yeah, it's all been positivity. It's all been non-reactionary. You'd have to dig way back, probably before the Zuckerberg hearings to get any kind of freak out from me. So anyway, that's where I'm at. Just wanted to give you an update. I recommend it. A lot of you guys already do this. So you're like, duh, Scott. I'm just, you know, just telling you. This is the end of that diary, okay? This is the final entry. You're never going to hear about it again.
Nice.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Did we tell Dunaway he was on Skype? I don't know if we did. I don't think we did. That's okay if we didn't. We can do the other thing if we can't find him. Oh, he's on here. Let's see.
I thought we did Skype with him on Wednesday.
Well, we did for FilmSac.
Well, we did on Saturday, but we were having these problems last week, so I think we used him Wednesday.
Oh, maybe we did. You might be completely 100% right about that.
We used him.
Well, it's ringing.
And abused him.
I know he's probably in the chat as well, so he's probably hearing this now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
By the way, tomorrow, because we have a lot of stuff in Top of the Show stuff, and I added stuff we didn't even have in Top of the Show stuff.
Mm.
Tomorrow, I'll tell you, I went to a pub trivia quiz all about the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, I'm very curious about how that went.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow, oh my gosh, you guys, mark your calendars. Tomorrow, we're going to hear it. We're going to get a piece of news.
We'll hear the story.
That's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, park your car and go to the bar. It's time for Brian Dunaway to be stumped. Actually, it's not that at all. It's called, what do we call it? Babel of the Sexes.
Babel Royale.
Not Babel of the Sexes.
I'm actually going to go ahead and change that in our thing.
Babel of the Sexes.
You probably should. Oh, hi, Brian Dunaway. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you. How are you? What's your day like? You having a good day there, buddy boy?
It is fine, buddy sir.
Oh, that's fantastic. Today, I can't wait to talk boop today because this God of War business is eating my soul up.
God, I'm dreading it.
Dude,
won't shut up about it, Dunaway. Help us all.
I can't help
it,
dude.
It's gonna be like the God of War for video games.
It's literally a video game. It could go Mad Max level. It could. If this thing keeps up the pace and it's as good all the way through as I think it is, it will be an obsession for a while. No question about it. I mean, let's just listen to this rad little piece of the soundtrack real quick. Just a taste here. Oh my gosh, dude. Listen, Kratos is an old man father type now, but he is still a freaking badass.
So, somebody who's never played a God of War game, what are we talking? Is it a third person, open world quests
ish,
kind of thing?
Ish. It's a little more directed than that, but I mean, the old games weren't. The old games were basically combo heavy, button mashy, fighty. Really cool, epic fights.
My favorite part.
Yeah, you hated that part.
No, I actually like that.
Oh, you like that? All right.
Big old chain, whip up everything.
Yeah, pull a cyclops up in the air, reach into his eye, pull it out, throw it on the ground. It's like uber violent. He's super strong, and the game just sort of went like that. Great set pieces, cool story, but pretty one note. You know, and like they weren't anything. I mean, they're pretty groundbreaking for when they came out, but you know, the formula isn't necessarily 100% holding up. They approach this with a very different brush, and it's so freaking good. Oh my gosh. Oh, chat room says fix my camera. Has it been this bad for a long time? Sorry, everybody.
No, just when you pulled Dunaway in.
Oh, well.
Oh, sure. So blame me. Yeah. Like I have blame. Power over Scott's camera.
Blame Dunaway is my favorite game to play. All right. Hi, there's someone on the air. Who's this?
This is Russell.
Well, hello, Russell. Russell, where do you hail from?
I hail from New Jersey. You may know me as the creator of the website Is Dunaway Behind Me.
Oh, Is Dunaway Behind Me.
And the video that went along with it that we played at Nerdtacular last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Hold on, I want to look this up.
Thank you for that, by the way.
I'm looking this up.
You're welcome.
Is dunawaybehindme.com still? Is that where it's at? Oh, yeah, look at this.
That is where it's at.
Look at this, you guys, chat room.
Now, you can confirm or deny this. Are you also responsible for the card game Nope?
Yep.
I thought so. I thought you were one and the same. Very cool. I love mine. Now that I finally went to my P.O. box and got it out of the P.O. box.
I love this website. If you just go to isdunawaybehindme.com and you keep checking, you'll find out whether he's behind you or not.
That's right. And right now he is behind you.
Yeah.
Yes, he is sneaky and he is everywhere.
He's everywhere all at once. He's omnipotent with his behind meanness. Anyway,
and we love it.
Yes, we do. I'll help you win today then, because I like you. All right, let's get
which is unusual.
Yeah, usually I hate our guests normally. So
sorry, every other caller.
All right. Anyway, sorry. Wait, Lennon 2016 in the chat. That is not why I like this new God of War at all. It's a completely different kind of experience. I'll talk about it.
For podcast listeners,
saving it for later.
It's the video game. It's the video game version of 300 the movie.
Yeah, it's incorrect. It's not like 300 the movie at all. All right, the old ones were for sure, but this one is not so much. Hey, let's do it, Brian Ibbett. You're going to explain this damn thing, and then we'll play it.
Yeah, so here's the deal. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway a topic. They're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, the win will go to the other player. Your job is to predict who is going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you're playing for a copy of Sleeping Dogs, the definitive edition, courtesy of Brian, a.k.a. Sketchy, Gunpoint, courtesy of Matthew Bach, and the Norwood Suite, courtesy of Tanner Goodman.
Mm.
Three great Steam games, all could be yours, if you guess correctly.
Here's how good Sleeping Dogs is. So good, I played it twice, and Gunpoint is one of my favorite indie games of all time. This is a good prize package today.
Mm-hmm. Wow, nice. Good. Well, I hope you win. Before they can start giving their little answers, I'm going to give them their topic, and they can start thinking about it while I ask you, Russell, who you're going to pick to win. So our topic today is the top 10 most popular pizza toppings.
Most popular as to who says they're popular? Is it just some sort of
list? This is a list based on the website Foodler. They went to thousands of pizza players, or they interviewed surveyed thousands of pizza places across the U.S. Mm-hmm. So this is a United States toppings.
It is called Foodler.
Foodler. Mm-hmm.
It's now part of Grubhub.
You ever been foodled, Dunaway? You ever had a good foodling?
Are these people with their names?
Grubhub, in college.
Do you think
I'll tell you, man. I've taken a little break off the internet for like about. I've done as much as I can off the internet for like about 7 days. Yeah. And when you come back and you start hearing people talk about Foodler and Grubhub, you start going, this place is insane.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It is a little dumb. Is it one of those R ones like Flickr, or is it an ER
for it's Foodler? ER. It's spelled just like it sounds.
Okay. I kind of like that. I was sick of that R thing.
Foodler. What's a Foodler?
Yeah. What's a Foodler?
All right, so that's going to be your topic. Now I'm going to go over to Russell and ask you, who do you think is going to reign supreme in the battle of the pizza toppings?
This is tough. It may make a big difference who goes first. I think they'll probably get 6 before they start to struggle. I'm going to go with Dunaway.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yep. Am I behind you? Yes, I am. Are you behind me?
Yes, you are. 100%. 100%. Brian is putting, he's a pizza guy. He likes his pizza, so I'm a little nervous here. We'll see how it goes.
That's right. All right. I'm flipping a coin. Scott, call it in the air.
All right. Heads, please.
Tails it is.
Damn it.
Always seems to come up tails on this damn thing, but there is a head side.
All right.
So Brian Dunaway gets to go first. And I will tell you that cheese, that is a topping, obviously, but that's...
extra cheese. I was about to say, I was going through my head like my Pizza Hut mobile ordering app is always like one of the toppings you can choose. It's just extra cheese.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so I'm not saying extra cheese is off the table. I'm saying that cheese, a plain cheese pizza... is off the table, because 37% of people, just get a regular cheese pizza. Mm. What's wrong with
my kids love cheese pizza.
I know it is like the kids. It's like, and it's also the parents are like, get them the cheapest pizza you can.
It is cheap.
And get a good one for us.
All right. I'm ready.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Let's do this thing. I'm going to go with the de facto pepperoni.
Okay.
Pepperoni. Number one answer on the board.
Bing, bing, bing.
Sausage. Number 4.
Oh, I would have put that higher. Topping. Oh, that makes me nervous.
Well, you might as well stay with the meat products and go with bacon.
Bacon, number 5 on the list. And you didn't have to specify Canadian bacon. Just bacon is all that it's listed.
Okay.
Here, so.
All right. There's one I want to say, but I don't want to get there yet. It's my kind of last resort. Oh my gosh, hold on.
This is going to go down faster than I thought.
peppers.
Oh, good.
Peppers?
Yeah.
Like, could you be more specific?
Like bell peppers, like red peppers, okay, green peppers.
Green pepper, yes.
Yeah,
green pepper, number 8 on the list.
Okay.
All right, going to go with my mushroom. I always like the mushroom on there. Not for everybody, but a lot of people like it. I
love mushrooms on pizzas.
Dunaway likes the shrooms.
Me too.
That's number 2 on the list.
Like cheese, mushroom, and pepperoni is my jam. Mm-hmm. Okay, so shrooms are on there. Chicken?
Chicken is not on the list.
Oh, shut up!
Excellent.
Chicken all the time.
It's popular though.
Yeah, it's good. I give you that, but it's not one of the most popular toppings. You could have said things like onions, black olives, pineapple, spinach, or extra cheese.
I was holding onto pineapple because I thought maybe it would, because I hate pineapple on pizza, so I figured it was like the very tail end of this thing.
I am shocked that spinach isn't that top list. Spinach, I would have gotten probably 10. All the rest of them.
Yeah. How spinach was the one I was hoping, you know, would be the stumper, but wow. Well done, Russell. You picked correctly, thanks to Scott and his love of poultry. Why? I have my mute button is on.
I love that went off right then, because you said, you are the winner. Bing!
Yeah.
That was really good. There you go. I'll do one, too.
My mute button actually wasn't on. I thought it was.
Oh. And I lose. Yeah.
There we go. So well done, Russell. You picked correctly. You are going to get a copy of all 3 of these games on Steam. And congratulations. And well done, Brian Dunaway, for not saying chicken.
Yeah, well done. Send Brian an email, covervillage@gmail.com. He'll hook you up. Well done, Russell. Brian Dunaway, well done to you as well. I'm going to use this from now on for when something's wrong. Like that. That's pretty good, right? I like that.
We had there was an audio clip we got from the movie, the film sack movie we watched, Night of the Living Dead. Something Barbara said, I think. That we captured. You played in our clips, our film slack clips.
Film slack. I like this. Why didn't we call our Slack film slack? That's terrible that we didn't do that. let's see if I can find it.
It has been established.
No.
Oh, I screamed Johnny!
It's a pretty good one.
We have to go out and get Johnny.
No. Where is it?
Don't look at it.
No.
Stop it. You're ignorant.
That's the one. That's perfect.
Oh, Barbara. Barbara.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Barbara. I look like your husband, but really I'm your brother. All right. Well done, Dunaway. You did it. Well done. Today, 3:30 Mountain Time, 5:30 Eastern. It's time for the Boop Show. It'll be a lot of God of War, but I have some other stuff to talk about as well, and so does Brian. So we will do that. The Brian Dunaway on Twitter. Follow him there. And give him your love. And tell him just to not follow idiots. And he'll be like me. I'll have a happier time on Twitter. Bye, Brian. Okay.
See Brian.
He's gone.
All right. Good.
Whew, I know, right? Jeez, get that stink out of here, man.
Right.
Woo!
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
Why, it's the news brought to you by...
Homemade Korean barbecue. I saw you. I saw your little clip over at your brother's house and in his greenhouse, checking out his herbs.
His weed. I mean, herbs. Now he has this. So what's even cooler, or even maybe more cool about his little space there, is he built the whole thing himself. My brother's this little adopted Korean guy. Okay, when he still has super broken English. He's a total goofball. I had a blast growing up with Matt. Came when he was 9. This is great, okay? Mm-hmm. But he's also this scrappy little do-everything-himself kind of guy. So you go over to his house, you get this total ramshackle put-together Mad Max-looking greenhouse that's not that big, not that small, but just does the job it needs to do. And I thought, oh, this is cool. He's got hydroponics in there and, you know, a drip system and all this stuff. And then... I'm like, well, how's he getting water in here? And I realize what he's done. He has routed his rain gutter to go all the runoff from any snow or rain from the air runs off and down into these two giant blue barrels he has. And then
like from the roof or even runoff from his yard and stuff.
Just from the roof.
Just from the roof.
Just from the roof. So it has like this tray system. It's almost like this.
Brilliant. Little holding tanks.
Yeah, two big giant holding tanks. And then he's got this way of like pressurizing that, and then that comes out and spends most of through the summer, unless it was a super dry winter, he's got all the water he needs, never has to use any of his actual tap water to do the thing. It's crazy. And then we had the food that we had, the kimchi, the cabbage from that, the lettuce wraps from that, everything on that table that was a veggie thing, part of whatever, all from that greenhouse. And then,
really?
It was so good, super Brian. Cool. Little strips of steak on the barbecue thing and pork. And oh my gosh, I was dying. It was so good the other night.
No. Amazing. Don't tell me it cut off.
Oh,
you can hear me probably.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Do you not hear me? Oh, Brian's problem returns. Turns out it's not his router after all. Work. All right, I'm recording again.
Reinstall the complete operating system on this.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be a good time.
Yeah, do that right before my trip.
Brian's Wednesday just got a whole lot busier.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where I was. Oh, news. Oh, we don't have a lot of time. You know what? Okay, because Steven's not here. It's not like we're going to die.
Yeah,
let's just do this. Anyway, the barbecue is amazing. All right, moving on. Right. World's oldest person dies. She was 117 years old. She died in Japan. Why are they always Japanese? What are they eating over there? We got to go to Japan more and eat more of their food because they live forever.
Yeah, I mean, is it the sushi? Is it the, I don't know what it is, but.
Probably fish, right? Fish is good for you. All that, also omega-3s and all that business.
Yeah, as long as you don't get the mercury poisoning.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She looks so healthy, says the chat room. God, that's not nice. She's super old. She's all shriveled up.
They showed her on the news this morning, and it was really sweet, but the video they showed was her, like, just going to town sucking her thumb.
Right.
With no teeth. And it was just like, maybe we could have found a more graceful picture to show.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's just, you know, I mean, maybe one when she was a little younger or something. If we all lived to 117, I'll be lucky if I'm barely moving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, she died, which was sad. She was born in 1900, died from old age at a hospital on her native southwestern island of Kikijima, Kyoto, I think.
Nope, Kikijima, Kyoto.
Kyoto.
Yes, not OT. That's not Kyoto. That's a D.
Got it. And then a kimono. Yeah, nailed it. Guinness World Records has been conducting research with a view to certify her as the oldest person alive after various other record holders, including the previous holder, Violet Brown of Jamaica, died last year at 117. Also, the organization recognized a 112-year-old Japanese man. Again, Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
There
must be something to it, you know.
Masazo Nakata as the world's oldest man earlier this month. So he's the oldest man currently. In Japan, the number of centenarians totaled 67,824 last year. Government data shows sharply up from 153 in 1963. So
wow.
There you go. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Wait. So they're saying that there are 67,000. No, that cannot be right. So the number of centenarians totaled 67,000.
That's a lot.
824, up sharply from 153.
Yeah, in 1963.
So it went from 153. Oh, gotcha. Okay. But still, is that saying that there are 67,824 people at the age of 100?
Are there 100 years or older? In Japan. You're right. Because they say in Japan. That's not just worldwide. That's just the country of Japan.
That doesn't seem right that there are 67,824 people a year, 100 years old or older in Japan.
Especially given their relatively smaller overall population.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird. I mean, I don't know where they're getting their numbers, but this is from Yahoo, so I'm sure that what's-her-name had full approval of it then left.
Marissa Meyer, I'm sure, approved of you.
Go ahead and let that one through. That's really good. this hit the news yesterday or a couple days ago, and it was kind of weird to hear. Smallville's actress Allison Mack. Do you remember Smallville? Did you watch that?
Never did, but I'm familiar. I know the premise of Smallville.
It's the original CW superhero attempt.
It's
pretty good. It's a pretty good show. I liked it. Anyway, she has been arrested by the FBI and the Justice Department on the 20th of this month because of her high-level involvement with a sex cult.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She played Chloe Sullivan. She was like the little newsy person at the school newspaper. Mm-hmm. On the hit CW series Smallville for 10 full seasons. Has been arrested for her involvement in a sex cult called Nixivum. How would you say that? NXIVM.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Nexium.
Well, it looks like Roman numerals except for N.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say Nixium. Like, they're trying to be all like... Illuminati looking, right? I mean, it's like NXIVM.
I don't like it.
No.
She appeared in federal court in Brooklyn on Friday on charges she helped recruit women into the organization. The actor pleaded a plea of not guilty. Judge refused a request by her lawyers to release her without bail. A bail hearing will be held on Monday. The group's leader, Keith Raniere, was arrested for sex trafficking and forced labor for last month. He was extradited to the U.S. from Puerto Vallarta in Mexico and is being held in federal prison in Oklahoma City. That is without bond. She is listed as co-conspirator number one in the criminal complaint and was last seen chasing after the police car that took him away. Oh, so she was there. Mac
chasing after the police car.
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
I'm picturing like Robert Patrick in Terminator 2.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, holy clawing onto the car with a big metal arm. I love that. Oh, Robert Patrick, brother of the guy who says, "Do you want to take my picture? Because I can't remember." What's the name of that band? Filter, right?
Filter. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I can't help but think of Filter every time I think of Robert Patrick and his brother who sang for Filter. Anyway, said to have acted as a key recruiter for the group while also acting as direct slave to this guy, to whom she had a sexual relationship. Wow. Anyway. It's super weird. It was all run out of some townhouse in New York. There was all this sex trafficking happening under the guise of what they called a self-help group. He's 57. He blackmailed women into becoming sex slaves and branded their skin with his and Mac's initials. So she's, you know, right up there in the top echelon, I guess. They had a rotating group of 15 to 20 women with whom he maintains sexual relations. I can't wait
rotating
for this.
Rotating women.
This will be a good Netflix documentary in a couple of years.
Excited. Yes. And you'll recommend it as soon as it comes out because... is that the dude? Pops in Recline just posted a photo of, I think this Rainier guy.
Is it the guy?
Looks like him.
Oh, I don't trust this guy at all.
No, exactly.
No, sir, I don't. Here, chat, if you didn't click it, you can see it. I don't trust this guy. Something about him. Skeevy-jeevy.
Wow, that is, that's crazy.
Why do they always have Jesus hair and a beard? Why?
Right, well, because they think they're Jesus.
I guess so. F that guy. I think he's trouble. Mm-hmm. She was great on that show. That really bums me out. I don't even want to know the story behind how it all ended up happening, but I'm guessing it's gotten way over. And she got way in under her head, or no, how's it go? Over your head?
Way in over her head, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Although, the fact that she was chasing after the police car doesn't make me feel like she's like, shoo, glad I'm out of that.
Yeah, dodge that bullet, she says to herself.
Damn, wow.
Zoo authorities in China say a kangaroo has been killed because some kids threw rocks at it to make it hop.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do this. Don't be throwing rocks at the animals, you dumbass.
No kidding.
Zoo authorities in China say this kangaroo died, another injured at the Fuzhou Zoo. Fuzhou Zoo. That's
Fuzhou
great.
Zoo.
That's great. Steve Zuzu. In southern eastern Fujian province, after visitors threw rocks at their enclosure, local media said the 12-year-old female kangaroo was pelted with rocks by visitors, with a sharp stone injuring its left foot and causing bleeding. An autopsy reported to show the kangaroo probably died due to ruptured kidney after zookeepers treated the animal's injured foot but did not realize it was bleeding internally. A few days later, visitors allegedly threw a brick into the kangaroo enclosure, injuring a 5-year-old male. It's expected to make a full recovery, though. Zoo's reported now that funding to install high-definition surveillance cameras is happening. They did it because they weren't hopping enough. So they're like, hey, hop, and they'd throw rocks. Jackasses?
Total jackasses. I think they need more than high-def surveillance cameras. They might need to just put up a little fence or something that they can see through, but not throw rocks through. Because if they're still throwing rocks, oh, we caught him on camera. Okay, well, he's hit that kangaroo with 8 rocks, but we got him.
It's the result of communism. This is what happens.
All right, let's go throw some rocks at the hyena and see if we can get him to laugh.
That's my hyena impression. Were you impressed?
It's a bummer. I mean, zoos, you know, come under fire a lot anyway, just because it's animals in captivity. It's a bummer because you want kids to be able to see a rhino up close, and this is their only way to get to see animals up close like this. And
yeah, no, a good zoo, just, a well-run zoo with, you know, good humanitarian efforts and stuff. Not humanitarian. Good, you know, animal rights sort of thinking. That, a good zoo like that, those exist. But every once in a while, you find one that doesn't. In this case, it's the people who are the problem.
Totally. Ugh.
Good times. Moving on, final story here. A horrible smell led to home crawling with stolen tortoises. 10,000 of them. 10,000 stolen tortoises. This is really bad.
It's a lot of stolen tortoises.
Now, I'm not going to be able to say this name. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Sori, which is funny.
Oh, yeah. Sori.
Sori. Randrian Jafikanazka.
I think it's pretty close. Randrian Jafikanazka.
It's a rough name.
It is a rough name.
Here's 50 bucks. Go to the courthouse.
Could you spell that? Yes. Sori.
Let's see. He set out with police colleagues and others earlier this month to investigate a rancid smell coming from a 2-story house. It's in Madagascar is where this is. She arrived at a scene unlike she'd seen before in her role as regional head of Madagascar's environmental agency. Thousands of tortoises of varying sizes and colors covering the floor, jammed up against one another with no room to move. Mm. She said the stench of turtle feces and urine was overwhelming. You cannot imagine. It was so awful, she says. They had tortoises in the bathroom, in the kitchen, everywhere in the house. You could just say that and not say all the other rooms. You could just say that.
Exactly. In the bathroom, in the kitchen,
yeah,
in the dining room, in the living room, in the den, in the study, in the conservatory with the hammer and the
and the nail. Green.
So they brought over a plumber, and he jumped on top of one of them, and then it bounced off the walls and got rid of all the other tortoises.
There you go. Nailed it. Yep. You had to jump, though, make sure you didn't get hit by it.
Well, after the 100th one, he got a free an extra life.
Yeah. That's how it worked. You just had to jump and be careful or get the star so you wouldn't die. But then also one of them had Danny Trejo's head on it, which they couldn't really explain. Oh, I finished, by the way. I'm done.
You finished your rewatching of Breaking Bad.
Loved
wow.
every second of it. In fact, even more so this time through. I think that it was so, you know, you were so in the hype of the week to week and the finishing season and how were they going to end this and the ultimate at the end of it. Many people love the ending. Some people didn't like it. And then they have all the online arguments about it. Right. When you watch this just free of all that noise and you just see it for its own merits, it's really good. Like, cool. I think that final episode is one of the best finales in TV history. It's fan-freaking-tastic. That's so much cool. stuff.
Yeah,
so much stuff.
I'm glad to hear that. I was wondering, you know, on a rewatch, what you glean from the show.
I'm convinced that as dramas go, it's probably the best show ever made. It's hard to argue with it. Mm-hmm. Like as much as I love it, there's so many things to love, so many great dramas, and it's a close call for a lot of reasons. But something special about Breaking Bad. Here's what I want. I want when he's done with Better Call Saul, which should be soon. Mm-hmm. And that show's great too. Love that show. Vince Gilligan's next thing needs to be a science fiction show. Get back to his X-Files roots a little bit, but actually take it into space. Like, I want some ship, I want some crew stuff, and I want it to be dark and twisted. I want some cool science fiction from Vince Gilligan.
Cool.
And we'll take two weeks to spoil all of it. 2 weeks every time. In fact, call it 2 weeks in space. 2 weeks in space by Vince Gilligan.
2 weeks in space. Right, exactly. You can talk about it in 2 weeks.
There you go. 2 weeks. Here's time for us to take a break. When we come back, apps, because Steven's not here. And then the Trek Nerd, which maybe
we're going to take a break from People Are Dicks to Animals Day on TMS.
That's right. Isn't it Earth Day or something? So it's like Earth Day.
Yesterday. Well, oh, is today? I think it was
Earth Day.
I think it is today. The 23rd is usually when it is, but I thought that they
you're right.
Put it on a weekend.
You're right. 22nd. It was on Sunday.
Yeah, but usually the 23rd or the closest weekend to the 23rd.
So they do it like Thanksgiving. It's like closest to a certain date as long as it's the weekend. Right. Well, I hope you guys celebrated by standing on the only planet you've ever known. Brian, musical genius Brian, could you play a song?
Whoa, that's a tall order, Scott. But let me see if I can make you happy with this one.
All right.
Let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a band called Civil Discord. You can find out more about them by going to civildiscord.com. They are started out as kind of a garage rock band, but they've kind of developed this signature sound. Bill DeSpirito, Jay McKelvey, Chuck Mancini, Al Gianchetti, and Rich Canaris. Putting together this band, really good, just straight ahead rock songs. And what I like about this song is that it's an atypical subject of a rock song. This is like, hey, dude, you having problems? Come on, let's just come on. Let's go hang out on my front porch. We'll grab a couple beers and I'll listen. You can talk and tell me all about your problems. I kind of like that. The song is appropriately called Pints. Here's the band Civil Discord.
Too short, you can sit around here, we can talk on the porch, we can talk about things that you're wasting for my, we can
Something happened to me on the way to the train. Bell's looking around, but there's nothing to see. Except all the dreams I've forgot.
We've got to go out and get him.
I smoke weed every day.
The Morning Stream. How many licks does it take to get to the center of Brian Ibbitt's head?
The answer is three.
That's right.
Three licks.
And will I enjoy it? Probably not.
Probably not. All right. Hey, look, everybody. What's this? Oh, I'm so excited. Not really. Been playing a lot of God of War.
App slappy.
So we didn't get a chance to do this on Friday due to time, but we are going to do it today instead. And we don't have Schleicher here today, so this is a perfect time to do it. It's a little segment we call App Slappy, honorably based on the old show I used to do with Eric's band Skyhawk called App Slappy, where we covered apps and stuff, and Brian and I kind of carry that tradition along here on the show. I am going to talk to you today about a video game. Big shocker, everybody. A video
what?
Game. I know. I don't want to blow your minds or anything, but...
Mind blown!
Just found it, too, so I actually wouldn't have had this Friday, and I'm glad I found it, because it was actually... a whole lot of nothing lately for me on, in terms of, you know, discovering new things that I thought were interesting. Mm-hmm. We found this today. Now, there's nothing new about the genre on touchscreens where you draw a line to make a thing happen. You know what I mean? Like, what's a good example? The old 3D or the old 2DS game with Kirby where you draw lines for everywhere he went.
And sure. And then he follows the line... kind of thing
he would follow the line and then you could make him go to places that he would normally not be able to go to, that sort of stuff. That kind of thing really took off with touchscreen. So there's a million of these sort of physics puzzle games where it's like, all right, make a path and then hopefully you got it right, and then the let the thing go, and if it goes to the right place you win and you go to the next level. That's not all that crazy. However, I found a game that is like they went back to the best Nintendo kind of look and feel games of the day and made a game that's kind of based on that. It's very, the sound of it is very sort of DS or GBA. It's got this really great vibe that feels like a game that was a long time ago, but is new also. And it's got this crazy set of skills you can do. That include making
got a crazy set of skills.
It's got like different gravity effects. It's got what do you call it? In like an ice path, and you send these guys on an ice path, which is cool. And when they go on the ice path, you run into these evil fish and you kill these fish. And it's just got this very poppy sounding sort of sound to it. In fact, here I'll play a little bit. Here you go. It's just got like this charming, happy, good time happening. And I really like it. So it's free. I don't know what I'd be paying for yet. I can't tell. It doesn't really say would you want to watch an ad, or do you want to pay for a thing to boot? Like, I can't tell where.
You haven't found that yet.
Okay. I'm sure it's in here. I'm sure there's like, and it may just be as simple as, hey, do you want to buy more of these power-ups? Because there's some power-ups that make you bigger or do other things. But I like that because I rarely buy those. I don't really don't need them to play. Mm-hmm. So probably going to just be free with this thing for good. Again, it is called Polar Rollout. Oh, I never did say the name.
No, I was going to ask you.
Sorry, Polar Rollout.
Polar Rollout.
You start
That's
out with
an easy thing to say, though.
No, Polar Rollout. Polar Rollout. See, it starts to break apart after about the third time.
Polar Rollout. Polar
Rollout. It's a you start
roller
with a,
pullout.
It's a
no, that's not it.
Roller pullout. It's this polar bear is the first dude you start with, but you can get other dudes later that you can play with, and they have different abilities and different strengths and weaknesses and stuff. So anyway, it's super simple. There's nothing really crazy going on here, but it's a great time waster, which is, you know, what a good mobile game does, I think.
Yeah.
Great thing to just sort of sit down and whip out a couple of levels while you're waiting for your dentist to call you in or something. And I recommend it. Now, I didn't check Android, but I think it's on both. If it's not, it will be coming there. But it's Polar Rollout, currently on iOS, probably on Android, and I'm too lazy to look it up. Maybe the chat room will do that for me because that's what they do. Brian, what's your recommendation?
All right, so mine is it's going to be kind of funny to have a movie tie-in game where I recommend the game but not the movie. And probably based on that, people will be able to figure out what I'm about to recommend here. I'm trying to pull it up. Where the heck did I put it in my list? Well, I'll just type it in. The game and the movie were called Geostorm.
Oh.
Now, I guess I can't really say the movie was garbage. I haven't seen it, but by all accounts, the movie is garbage.
Yeah.
However, the game is a blast. The game is absolutely in the same vein as like Tomb Raider Go and all those Go games that came out.
Deus Ex Go, Hitman Go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Basically, you know, you're controlling, at least in this first level here, you're controlling a woman trying to get out of a building as it's collapsing. She's seeing this tidal wave of water coming at her in the little cutscene you get. And it's a move to the next dot, figure out, all right, do I move this thing out of the way first, or do I have to climb on it and then move it out of the way after I move it? That sort of thing. It's great. It is on both iOS and Android, so it's available in both places. It's free. And
the funny thing about it, and I am, from what I understand, because I played through this when it came out, and it's awesome. Yeah. Great game. Yeah. I think what happened, and the rumors seem to be leading this direction, is this was a game being developed regardless. Like, this was being made. It was like escape from all this horrible stuff. The producers of the film got wind of it and went, oh, this would be perfect for our dumb movie.
Right.
Let's brand it with the name of the movie. You'll notice in the game, there's other references to the film. It's just
There's no Gerard Butler or anything like that.
None of that. It's just escape from this horrible devastation that somehow ties into the movie because that's the devastation. And it's almost it's almost bad for the game because the movie is crap and it makes you feel kind of bad that the game now has to be associated with that crap. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. If this game would have just been like a escape the disaster kind of thing, then it probably would have gotten more attention, but people see, oh, Geostorm, and it's a movie tie-in game for a movie that was horrible.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to see this at all.
Totally agree. It's a bummer that that's tied to it, even though it really is good. People shouldn't let that scare them. It's a fantastic little experience. I enjoy it.
Yeah. And I like little swipey swipe kind of games, especially ones where it's like a puzzle and you complete a level, you're done with that puzzle. Mm-hmm. You can put the game down, go do something else, come back, play another level, etc. So
yeah, it's really good. And it looks fantastic. It's just this beautiful,
it is gorgeous
polygon thing. It's awesome. Really like it. That's a good pick, dude. Good one. Good call.
Yeah. It's funny. We were talking about Geostorm, I think, in our Slack or something for FilmSac, our film Slack. Mm-hmm. And somebody brought up, oh, yeah, but the game is really good. I'm like, oh, yeah, I meant to try that when I heard about it and never did. So finally got it.
Yep. Well, that's cool. There it is. Geostorm. Available now. All the platforms. Well, that is to say, too. Windows phones really aren't selling now. So there you go. Right. All right. Well, excellent work. Perhaps what now? Oh, Daryl.
So we've heard from Daryl that there's no news.
Oh.
But I mean,
should we call him anyway?
I don't know what to say to him.
We either do that or we do an STMS.
If he's got no news, then what's the point?
I know. I feel bad that we didn't let him know earlier.
All right. Here's what we're going to do then. If he's got no news, is he listening now? Do we know?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Daryl, we're not calling you. That's the deal. Instead, we're doing this. If you guys have questions for us, I put the number up, 801-285-9395.
Oh, we're doing a call now?
Yeah, let's do a call now.
Call now.
Call now and ask us a question. We don't care what it is. It can be about anything. You want to ask about this weekend? Great. If you want to talk about my dumb diet I started a few days ago and how that's going, let me know. Also, I have a question about the weather. Maybe somebody can answer this for me. All during the night, we had really heavy wind. Don't know why, but we did. And it wasn't the sound so much, but for some reason, I just could not sleep. Kim could not sleep. The kids couldn't sleep. The lady at the store this morning says she had the same problem last night. Could not sleep. Were there like solar flares? Was it some kind of weird alien ship was passing the earth? Like, I can't figure out what happened. So we can talk about that or anything you want to right here on the show. Let's find out who this first caller is. While I fix my face. Oh my gosh.
I was wondering if you were going to get in as part of the call now. Perfect.
What a nerd. You're such a nerd. All right. Yeah, well, I guess we can have both. Hey, Daryl, what does Daryl want to do when he calls now? Wait.
Call now.
Calls now.
Well, I wanted to talk about that Lost in Space show.
Oh, I heard good things. Have you seen it?
Lost in Space nerd.
I have seen it. And, yeah, I guess there's some good things, but mostly it's very, very tropey and predictable. The science is bad, and it's kind of cringy, but
really,
it's watchable.
That's interesting to me, because I have heard everybody who's watched this says, oh my gosh, Scott, you got to watch it. It's awesome. It's so good. It's like,
yeah, it's,
you know, made the show
I'm
better.
I'm planning on downloading an episode or two to my iPad to maybe watch on the plane as we fly out to Vegas.
Very nice. We're going to, Tom and I are going to do an autopilot on the original. Yeah, the old one. So that'll be fun. But yeah, no, what is cheesy about it? Just because there's like a kid in it and stuff or what?
Oh, no, that's not bad. Well, there's, the science is bad. I wonder if I should say it. Well, I guess I will. At one point, they light magnesium on fire. And to light magnesium on fire, you need a really hot torch. You know, like a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they just have like a wood piece of wood burning and touch it to it.
That doesn't work.
It instantly lights it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the weather gets really, really cold and the water freezes really fast. But they're all with their coats open and their faces exposed. And there's no breath of coldness.
So these are your biggest issues though. Like otherwise, story and character and acting and all that stuff's fine.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, how's the... So the robot's a little more of a...
There's just a lot of stuff like that.
The robot's a little more organic, like he...
Oh, yeah, the robot's...
I've heard good things about that.
Yeah, it's still a robot, but it's more organic, yeah. It's better than the original.
Let's put it this way.
It's got a different tone from what I hear, right? Like, it's a very dark...
Dark?
What was that?
You said, let's put it this way.
He did?
Didn't you?
No.
Yeah, I asked if it had a very dark feel to it, and you said, let's put it this way. Oh, is that what I heard?
I think you're lagging or something, because I didn't say that.
Oh.
You went, I heard it has a very dark, and then you sat
so
there.
So it doesn't have more of a dark tone to it? Well, just answer my damn question.
You didn't say tone. You just said it has a very dark, and then it stopped. And that was it. We didn't hear tone, so we were waiting.
It's darker.
Does it have a very dark?
I did say tone. I think you probably just...
It must probably have blipped out, because we just saw your voice stop and you just looked like
a very
this.
Dark character.
it's so good. The internet rules. Hey, so Daryl, that's great. It's been just
dark.
A joy having you here, and thanks for calling. Call now. All right, he's out. Anyone else want to call? Lines are open.
Call now.
You can call in and ask us a question. It can be anything. It can be, Scott, what's your favorite potato? Wait, did you say something? You said okay. Brian, are you there? I think Brian's cutting out again.
What's your current favorite video game? Yeah, I'm here. Can you not hear me?
No.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, something's way lagged out on you. I don't know what it is.
God, no kidding. I know. I'm hearing you were talking super...
Oh, we lost him. Oh, this is great. This is going so good. Excellent.
I think I'm calling off the recording of Soundography today, and I'm going to actually just reinstall stuff today.
Oh, that'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
Oh my god, it's the scariest thing. Like, wipe my computer. Bye-bye, everything.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate doing that.
But I do have backups, and I am making a list of all the things that need to get reinstalled.
Well, at the worst, it'll at least... This is at least removing a large question. If it's not that, then you've really gone the furthest you can go without knowing, unless it's hardware. But
I mean, the fact that I can go to this computer right next to me, which goes into the same switch, which goes into the same router, and then up to the router, and then up to the modem, makes me think that it's just got to be something specific to this computer. Ikor gave me a change to make to my IPv4 settings. Mm-hmm. I know it's you know, this people don't want to care about this crap, but
yeah, it's very exciting. I'm riveted. Yeah. We should have some intense music or something for it.
Exactly.
I don't know what. What's a good intense music? Let's see here. How about no? Here you go. No, that's too nice.
No, there you go.
That's no good. Here we go. This is it.
That's perfect.
What will Brian Ibbett do next to make sure this all freaking works? Zoom. Yeah. Zoom and enhance. All right, we're going to call that call now for now. No need to complicate the settings anymore. Thank you all for being here. It's been a fantastic day. Oh, hey, I got a quick thing I want to thank somebody for. Danny Rosales, I believe is how you say his name. Mm-hmm. He sent me dog treats to try for Rainer. And I guess they make them.
Right.
Did you get some of these?
Yeah, I thought this is a new sponsor, isn't it? Or is it something separate?
Just this guy who listens to the show and wanted to send us some stuff.
Very cool.
And
we got some cat food.
Oh, good. So what I said was, yeah, send it and we'll try it and we'll see what's up. And I am happy to endorse this now because it's really good. The dog loves, I didn't eat them, but the dog did. And Rainer loves them.
Tastes better than kitty litter.
Yeah, Rainer freaking loves them. She's lost her mind eating this. So it's called how do you say that?
Canidae.
Is it Canidae?
Canidae.
Anyway, you can go
C-A-N-I-D-A-E.
To
Canidae. Yeah.
Right. Canidae. You can find that at the.com and you can look at their whole farm thing. Take a tour. They have really rad stuff in here and I was so impressed with it. So I just wanted to say a huge thanks. My dog freaked out and loved it. And she'd never been that way with treats. Like just like
that's awesome.
She likes treats, but usually it's the human kind she gets real excited about, like a piece of bacon off the table or something. Mm-hmm. Like actual dog treats, she's kind of like, eh, all right, I guess if I have to. Not these. She thought she was in eating dog
Sales
treat
Geek
heaven.
Says stop. They are a sponsor.
Oh, they are. Oh, yes. Hey, we're giving them a free one. These guys are amazing. They're really, really good. They contacted me separately. How come he knows that? That's weird.
I thought David contacted us both and said, hey, look over the site.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. I'm still endorsing him today.
Well, we're going to endorse him again.
Yeah, we'll do it twice because that's great and I really
he
like
says,
him.
You guys are killing me. I tried to stop him, David.
It doesn't matter anyway. What does it matter? They get a freebie.
Exactly. They're getting an extra bonus.
This tells you how much I like him. This should be good advertising for them. I really like those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's probably saying we could be getting more money for this.
Well,
is what he's saying.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, so there's that. Hey, Soundography not happening probably. So
no, it is.
That.
Well, the episode went up. So if you want to listen to Soundography, we don't live stream Soundography because there's so much extra stuff that we babble on about. So episode just went up. Soundography.com. We go through the entire genre of ska music. So reggae, rock. I don't know. What the heck is it? Well, we talk about it. Everything from the Specials and Selector all the way up to stuff like Real Big Fish and the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. The whole gamut of what is ska, what isn't ska, you can find out right now by going to soundography.com. It's the most recent episode up there. Go check it out today.
Where's ska today? Well, I guess you guys probably talk about where it's at today.
We do. The fourth, it's currently in its post-third wave or fourth wave, depending on who you ask.
And so I can still go, like, I can get some ska today, like some fresh new ska today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, like I said, bands like Real Big Fish are still cranking out albums, Streetlight Manifesto. A lot of bands are still putting out ska music.
Did you guys weigh in on whether or not No Doubt was actually a ska band?
They were absolutely a ska band.
Okay.
And we found that, and we talked a lot about this, but ska bands don't really see a lot of mainstream success until they release a single that's not ska.
Yeah.
Like Madness had Our House, which was not a very ska song, but their 99% of their music is ska. No Doubt, Don't Speak was their big hit. Mm-hmm. You know, Just a Girl was big, but Don't Speak was when they really like busted the.
Yeah. And I wouldn't call that song very ska. So yeah, it's a good point.
Wasn't very ska. So that's the thing. You've got to basically, you got to do your non-ska song and then rope everybody into the rest of your stuff.
Here's my favorite thing about today. At the end of the show, Brian's connection is both flawless and his video is the clearest it's been all day. So I don't know why.
I don't know why either. You just froze though, video-wise.
Oh, I did?
So I'm hoping that's not a sign of more bad things to come.
The fire hose is open on one end, but it's closing on the other. Who knows? I don't know. We'll figure it out, everybody. Good luck to Brian on his fun day he's got ahead of him.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for the show. Again, the Boop Show today, 3:30 Mountain Time. If you are interested in video game talk from me and Dunaway, that'll happen today, 3:30. That's 5:30 his time, which is Eastern, and 2:30 Pacific. Hey, forget about all you people in the Central Time Zone. I don't forget about you. It's just easy math, all right? Mm-hmm. You're the one between us and Eastern. So if I say 3:30, you know you're 4:30, okay? So Texas, relax. Freaking Illinois, calm down.
We know you can
down.
Do math.
Yeah,
we
know.
We just rely on you to do the math.
Yeah, relax, you guys. I'm not ignoring you. It's just that. Okay. Right. TMS Mashups is our mashup guy. Should have something new from him soon, although I guess he had his own technical difficulties the other day converting some clips.
Yeah,
sound like a bummer. But more on that soon. Patreon.com/TMS is our support link. Go there. Help us. We need it. Patreon.com/TMS. And the Kickstarter is going really well. If you want to get in on this, we hit the 30K mark, which blows my mind. But there's a lot more to be said about what we can do now. So if you want to go check that out over at frogpants.com/cards, you can still see how that's going. I'm doing this mostly because Dave's probably going to be mad that I didn't bring it up today on the show at all. So there's that. And themorningstream@gmail.com is our email address. That's going to do it for us. Brian, let us now travel deep into the soul of music. With a song.
I have a request that came in from David Perez saying, "Hi, I'd like to wish my wife, Chrissy P., a happy 13th anniversary." He says, "I know I drive her insane, but I cannot help it. I love her. I would not be the same person without her. I love you and would like more years to drive you insane with." Don't end on a preposition. That would drive me insane, David. "I love your show, and I make her listen to it against her will." Also, that might be a problem.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of that. Sounds bad, but whatever.
He says she also likes the show, but she won't admit it. Thank you, signed David. Nice. You guys are great. Cute kids, and happy 13th anniversary. Says he'd love to hear a cover of "I Can't Help Falling in Love," originally done by Elvis Presley. I picked a version here. I was going to play I have a version by... Evan Rachel Wood, who we just saw, or some people just saw, on Westworld last night. I've not watched it yet, so
me either.
Shut up about it, people.
Yeah, I gotta watch that today. I'm very excited. That's back.
Yeah. So anyway, I have a version by her, but I wasn't that impressed with it. I like this version a little bit more. It's by a woman named Karen Souza, and it was recorded for the 2015 compilation Vintage Chic 100. Here is "Can't Help Falling in Love."
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow, Tuesday. Be here. Bye.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be in love? see. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand. Take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love. Flows surely to the sea, darling. So it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.